The word says in Psalms 88:2, "Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry." Welcome to Focus Prayer with G. Craig Lewis. Lord, you are the only true and living God. Father God, we lift you up. We lift you up high above all of our problems, situations, circumstances, all of the things we're asking for, the things we are receiving, the things that you're blessing us with, the things that we're concerned about. Lord, we lift you up high. You are the only true and living God, and we glorify you right now, Lord. We glorify you. Great God, Jehovah God, God of everything, Alpha, Omega, beginning and ending. God, we put you in your proper place. God, you are the creator of everything, including us, and you created us to worship you, to acknowledge you. So, Father God, we do that right now. We acknowledge your greatness. We acknowledge who you are. We acknowledge you, Lord. And there is no other God before you. No other God can stand before you. No other God can be mentioned among you. Father God, you are the only true and living God. So we thank you, Lord, for being great. We thank you, Lord, for being mighty. We thank you, Lord, for being the God of our salvation, the God of our living, the God of our breathing, the God of the activity of our limbs, the God of everything, the God of us, our husbands, our homes, wives, children, the God of our future, the God of everything, the God of our purpose, the God of the plan that is set for us. We place you there, Lord, and believe that you are God above all. Deuteronomy 32:39, "See now that I, even I am he," God says, "and there is no other God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." So God, we honor you, we fear you, we revere you, God. We extol you, we worship you, because you are like no other. You are the only true and living God. And you are the creator of everything and everyone. So we reverence you for that, God. You are the one that made each and every one of us and gave each and every one of us our purpose in the earth. You're the reason why we exist, why we move and have our being. You're the reason why we come together like this, Father God, to acknowledge and reverence you. You are the supreme creator. Nehemiah 9:6 says, "Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven and the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein." That means that you've made things, God, that we can't even fathom. Our minds can't even understand your greatness and all of your creation and how you have created the vastness of the world and universe and things we can't even conceive of, Lord. And we thank you for that, creating the seas and all therein on the earth, and you preserve them all. So Father God, not only did you create everything, but you preserve it. It is in your control. You are the controller of earth. You are the controller of governments. You are the controller of rulers and powers. You are the supreme God. You control it all. So no matter what it looks like, you are still in control. And it is only because you have allowed it to occur. So we thank you, Lord, for that. And the host of heaven worship thee, and we worship you right along with them, Father God. We lift our voices right now, worshiping you, calling you the supreme God, magnifying you, and lifting you up along with the host of heaven. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. And you promised to forgive us our sins if we repent and believe on you. So we bring our sins to you right now, asking for forgiveness. Forgiveness for everything we've done wrong, anything we've done knowingly, anything we've done unknowingly. Father God, anything we've done purposely, anything we didn't do on purpose, something we should have done and didn't do, whatever it is, God, we bring it to you and ask that you forgive us and allow your blood, the blood of Jesus, to wash us clean from our sins, God. Cleanse us from sin, Lord, and help keep us on the path of righteousness, Father God, that we would walk out what we believe and we would show what we believe outwardly. It would outwardly manifest as our behavior, as our character. What we hold inside, the Holy Spirit inside of us, will manifest the fruits of the Spirit outwardly, and we will behave like believers and Christians in this last hour and be reflective of your holiness, God, in Jesus' name. 1 John 2:1 says, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So thank you, Jesus, for being our intercessor, our advocate, defending us and taking up for us when we fall, when we're weak, when we stumble, when we err. You are there pleading our case and showing your blood in our defense. So we thank you, Jesus, for being our advocate. And our prayers are important to you because it brings your will into the earth through us. And that is why we are assembled here, Father God, believing that as we come together in prayer, we bring your will into the earth. So, Father, be with us. Let your presence reside in this place, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit move upon us in this place. Be as we're gathered together, God, let your Spirit be present with us in Jesus' name. John 15:16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whoso and whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So God, you chose us. You said you chose us and ordained us to bring forth fruit, and that you would give us the things that we ask for. So today, Father God, we all ask right now at this moment, we ask for healing for those that need healing and comfort for those that need comfort. And Father God, we ask for strength for those that need strength, Father God. And we ask for mercy for those that need mercy, grace for those that need grace, Father God, blessings for those that need your blessings, that need financial blessings, that need blessings, job promotions, or just blessings, even in school and trainings and whatever they're doing, Father God, we ask those things right now together, collectively. You said you would give us those things that are in your will, so we ask collectively for those things, Father, in Jesus' name. And we're going to pray the 23rd Psalms. Very popular passage. We're going to pray this. Psalms 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You are a good shepherd, God. You are the head of us, the leader of us. You are our shepherd, Lord. We recognize that right now. You're the only guide we need, our shepherd. So thank you, Lord, for being a great protector and provider for us. Thank you, Lord, for being a great protector and provider for us. God, our lives are different now since you have presided over us. Our lives are different since we've made you our protector and provider. Our lives are different, Father God, because you lead us and guide us. And you are the good shepherd that cares for his sheep. We do not have to want for anything because you supply all of our needs and wants according to your will. You are a good shepherd. And you provide for us and do exceeding abundantly above our wants, Lord. You do more than we ask for. You are a good shepherd. We cannot see a way when we cannot see a way, or there seems to be no way. You make a way, Lord. You've made a way. God, when we thought it was over, when we thought there was nothing behind it, Father God, you made a way. When we thought there was no door that could be opened, God, you opened the door. You made a way. We want to thank you for that right now. Being our shepherd, being a good shepherd and making a way when there's no way, when we didn't think our wives could be saved, our husband, our children could be saved. God, you touched their heart. You changed their heart. You made a way. When we didn't think certain family and certain friends, Father God, would come to you, we prayed for it and you made a way out of no way. Father, when we were in danger, when our lives were in danger, God, you made a way. You are a good shepherd. Father God, thank you for making a way. Thank you for making a way. We are believing in you and trusting in you as our shepherd, and we will follow only you in Jesus' name. We will only follow you, Lord. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters. Because of you, Lord, your grace and mercy, we do not have to worry or fear. God, we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be depressed. We don't have to be downtrodden. We don't have to fear because you are the good shepherd. We can peacefully lie down in green pastures, no matter what is going on around us, no matter how bad it seems, no matter how bad it looks. Father God, you make us to lie down in green pastures. You will take care of us and enable us to rest and be still before you. We can forsake the opposing opinions and voices of others by resting in you and being still in your presence. Help us, Lord, to be still. Help us, God, to be still during turbulent times and to be led to a place of stillness when we are surrounded with opposition. Help us, God, to put our phones down and be still. Help us to turn the TV off and be still. Help us to quiet the distractions, Lord, and be still before you and lie down in green pastures and be led beside still waters. Father God, we will be still. We will do a better job of being still. Father God, we will do a better job of ignoring bad voices and negative voices and opposition from the enemy. Father God, we won't let it get us down, but we will get somewhere in your presence and be still and know that you are the good shepherd that leads us. Hallelujah. God wants us to learn this, being still. God, we are young and we are attracted to all kinds of attractions and entertainment and different things because of our youthfulness and just different things. But God, we have to get to the place. If we want to hear from you, we need to be still. We need to be still. He restoreth my soul. Restore us, O Lord. Restore us, O Lord. Restore the joy of our salvation when we first found you, God. Give us that feeling again. God, give us that feeling. Give us that heart, that unction. Father God, give us that boldness. Give us that strength. Restore the joy of our salvation. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So give us that, God, the way we were when we first found you. God, the determined mind to do things the right way. the determined mind to forsake sin and follow you. Father God, restore the joy of our salvation. Restore the zeal of seeking after you and not the business of others, God. Give us the zeal of seeking after you. Give us the zeal, Father God, of where we would rather read your word than read what's online. We'd rather read your word than read our feeds. We'd rather read your word than read our inboxes and check our inboxes. We'd rather read your word, check with you instead of checking notifications. Father God, restore that zeal again that the world has lulled away from us. God, the world has made us used to distractions and being distracted from you. But God, restore our zeal for seeking after you. Give us back our passion to see the lost saved, the broken fixed, and the hurting healed. Give us back the passion of seeing people come to you, Father God, where we're afraid or ashamed or just silent and not leading others to you, Father God. Give us the passion to see lost souls saved, to see the broken fixed, and the hurting healed. Help us to take the focus off ourselves and focus on the well-being of others, God. Hallelujah. The well-being. Take the focus off of us. Restore our love for our husbands and wives, God. Restore our relationships. Restore the joy in those relationships. Father God, restore the peace in those relationships. The love for our husbands and wives. Restore our love for our children. Restore our love for our parents. Restore our love for the body of Christ and all of its members. Restore us in every area, Lord, of our lives where selfishness, disappointment, and hurt has diminished it. Restore our souls, O Lord. And it says, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The rut of righteousness. Place us in the rut of righteousness so we will go where you want us to go. Father God, let us be bored again. Father God, put us in a rut again so that we will have the time to seek after you, to look for your voice, to listen for your answers, to feel your presence. Father God, put us there. Lead us in the path of righteousness. Steer our lives and help us to stay the course that you have for us. And lead us down the right path so that we will stay rightly aligned with your plan. If you say go, Lord, we will go. And if you say stay, we will stay. We will be obedient to what we hear when you're speaking to us. And Father, help us to stay on your path and not lose focus on your plan for us. No matter how hard it gets, we will stay on track for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Lead us, Father God, and we will follow. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God, you fight for us and destroy the works of darkness surrounding us with your shepherd's rod and staff. Your rod and your staff. That's what a shepherd uses his rod for, to fight off the wolves and fight off the predators that come after the sheep. That's what the rod and the staff is for. So, Father God, destroy the works of the enemy with your rod and your staff, Father God. We trust in you to fight battles for us. We thank you, Lord, for being a good shepherd. You clear the path for us when we're under attack. Lord, we depend on your power to thwart the powers of darkness and shadows of death when we are in valleys of our lives. Father, we all go through valleys when we are in low places, when the enemy is bearing down upon us, Father God, and voices have entered in and we are down and downtrodden and we're just in a bad place. Father God, you will fight off the powers of darkness and every shadow of death from around us, Father. We believe you are a good shepherd that fights for us. And we are comforted by your rod, and we are comforted by the ability of your rod and your staff. You are the great God that is righteous and just. Our fear for you is respect and confidence in knowing that you are the great God that is righteous and just. So comfort us, dear Lord, so that we will not be afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. God, you've created a whole banquet to celebrate your love for us in the presence of our enemies. Father God, you anoint us as we enter in, because everyone in the banquet has to be anointed. You anoint us as we enter in. And Father, you fill our cups and you give us more than we even ask for. God, you are a good shepherd. You have favored us, Lord. You have chosen us to be your people, and you will reward us openly before our enemies if we follow your leading. You will anoint us and fill our cups in preparation for the set table and feast to show us how much you love us. We are not strangers, but we belong to you. We are not wanderers aimlessly roaming the earth, but we are your people, God, with purpose, giftings, callings, and directives given by you. The enemy will continue to try to make us feel unworthy, unloved, and forgotten. But you and your promises are sure. So, Father, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for keeping your word. We thank you, God, for promising us a table, promising us anointing, promising us a cup that would run over, for loving us enough. We thank you, Father God. You love us and will fulfill your word about us. And we are your royal priesthood, a chosen generation, and we will one day reign with you. So we thank you for always keeping your word. And Father, we just come against every negative word of the enemy to make us feel unworthy of this, to make us feel that we aren't gonna receive these things. Father God, to make us feel because of what we've done and who we are and what we've been through and how we were brought up and all these things, Father, that we are not worthy. God, you chose us and made us your chosen people. So we thank you for your promises in your word. We thank you for being a good shepherd that fulfills his promises. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are the good shepherd. We worship. There's safety in following you. Good shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Leads me beside the still water. And he restores my soul. Yes, he restores my soul. And he leads me in the paths of righteousness. Jesus, you're the good shepherd, and I'll follow. us, that's why I'll follow you. For Jesus, yes, you're the good shepherd, and I'll follow you.
Come on, can we sing that, church? Come on, sing. Follow the voice of a stranger. Come on, say it.
Say, Jesus, you're the good shepherd, and I'll follow you.
Come on, where else can I go? You have the words of life. Say, Jesus,
Jesus, yes, you're the good shepherd.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The good shepherd. Hallelujah. And he closes this out by saying, surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days. How many days? All the days. Do you know what goodness and mercy is? Everyone stand to your feet. Come on. Goodness and mercy. The goodness of God and the mercy of God. If you have those two things, you don't need nothing else. Amen. His goodness to make us do what is right and to teach us what is right. And then his mercy when we don't do what is right, to bring us back to right. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, the presence, the very presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, God is, he just won't let me go past this rut thing and this board thing and this, you know, I've had just a lot. I had a lot of preachers and pastors call me about that particular message and how it was something that, you know, God had laid on their hearts as well, but they just hadn't preached it or whatever the case. But I think God is pulling the body of Christ away from distractions for a reason. I think we're going to enter into a season of something, and God is pulling the entire body of Christ into his presence, because we're going to need his presence to sustain us through whatever it is. And so we can't be busy always looking at jokes and funny stuff and flicking through reels and just always, you know, it's sad that 80% of all the goofy funny stuff is against the church. They're making fun of somebody in a church, and it's sad, but we just got to get in the habit of, hey, I'm not scrolling today, a whole day. I'm not scrolling today I'm going to give myself a time of just being still. I'm going to try to hear what God is saying. I'm going to go listen. You can listen to the prayers or the messages, whatever, reading the word, all those things. But I'm going to take some time away from being entertained and plugged in. Unplug. Look at somebody and say unplug.